Okay, we are up to Perek Chet Mishnah Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5, continuing in the laws as they apply to Irvi Chatziros. And this Mishnah is just two bits of information that you need to know beforehand. One is the ongoing theme that we've been discussing, and that is that whenever you have a town that wants to make an Irv, all the Jews of the town have to be part of the Irv, they all have to contribute into it. And number two is that we have an idea that whenever you have a Chatzir that is partially owed by Jews or partially owed by non-Jews, the non-Jews have the requirement, or rather the Jews have the requirement on the non-Jews that they have to rent the property from them. It's called the Sechiras Rishus. And if one of them doesn't rent it, then in theory the Irv could be messed up. So that is required. Okay, so let's begin Mishnah Hey right now. Mishnah 5. Hamaniach Beiso V'Halach Tashbos B'Ir Acheres. So all of that is well and good that we just explained, but let's say a person left his house and went and spent Shabbos in another city, in another town. Echad Nachriv Echad Yisrael, and this could be either the non-Jewish person who lives in this place or the Jewish person who lives in this place, either one. Hareza Osir, this person will forbid the rest of the people in the courtyard from carrying on Shabbos because he's considered a resident of this courtyard even while he's out of town. And the assumption is that he did not contribute to the Erev, either the Jew didn't contribute to the Erev or the non-Jew did not rent his property to the rest of the Jewish community. So they will forbid carrying because they are still considered residents even if they are not there. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. It says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Oser, but Rabbi Yehuda says no. He doesn't forbid these people from carrying. Why? Because only the people who are going to actually be present in the Chatzir on Shabbos are going to be considered the actual residents. So if you leave for Shabbos, then you are not going to mess anything up. Even if the Jew didn't buy into the Erev and the non-Jew didn't rent his space, that's okay. It still will work because you have to be in the courtyard on Shabbos to prevent the actual Erev from forming. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nachri Oser Yisrael Eino Oser. Rabbi Yossi has an in-between opinion. Rabbi Yossi says no. If you have a Nachri, a non-Jewish person who left town, then he will oser the Jewish people from carrying unless he rented his rights. Again, that's if he's out of town. Even if he's out of town, rather. But a Jewish person who left town without giving anything to the Erev, he doesn't forbid the rest of the residents from carrying. He will not stop the Erev from happening, even if he didn't contribute. Why? She'ein derech Yisrael lavo v'Shabbos. Very simple. Because it's not usual for a Jewish person to come back home on Shabbos if he was out of town when Shabbos began. So in other words, he went into Shabbos and the Jew isn't there, so we could assume that he's not going to be there all of Shabbos. So therefore, he's not considered a resident for the purposes of the Erev. However, the non-Jew, no one knows. He's a total wild card. He could leave for the weekend, but who knows? He may be back early. Maybe he'll have to come back for something. And he'll come back, and since you cannot make that assumption as strongly with a non-Jewish person, therefore you need to rent their property, even if they're not there for Shabbos, whereas for a Jewish person, you don't need to have their contribution to the Erev. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Now, finally, Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu hiniach beiso v'halach l'shbos etzel bito beosa ha'ir." He speaks specifically regarding a Jewish person. It's a little unclear what he holds about a non-Jewish person, but he says, even if a Jewish person left their house, okay, good so far, but then he went to spend Shabbos with his daughter in Osa ha'ir, in that same city. So it's not even like he's leaving the city. He just left his house for Shabbos and he went to go spend Shabbos with his daughter in the same city. Eino Osir, he does not forbid the rest of the residents from carrying. Unbelievable. Why? Shekvar hisiya milibo, because he's already the thought has already been removed from his mind. He's dismissed from his mind the thought of returning. So therefore he is not considered a resident. He's not considered a resident in the classical sense. He does not have his house. He has basically given up on his house for Shabbos, and he's with his daughter. His daughter has bought into the Erev, or his daughter's household has bought into the Erev, and so now he is a guest there, and so he's not considered a resident. And again, so he's also not likely going to return to his home on Shabbos because he's committed to stay with his daughter that Shabbos. So again, this final opinion of Rabbi Shimon is that if he left his house on Shabbos, if he left his house before Shabbos to spend Shabbos with his daughter in that same city, even if he didn't contribute to the Erev, he doesn't forbid everyone else from making the Erev because he has dismissed from his mind the thought of returning back home. Okay, that is Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav now shifts the discussion a little bit, and that is the discussion of, let's say you have two Chatziros that are next to each other. And each of them have their own separate Erev, all is well and good, but what happens if you have like a well or like a cistern or something, a large area of water that is Mamish, it's like in between both of the Chatziros. And again, so if they had one giant Erev, so that's a different story, so it's great. But let's say you have two separate Eruvin, and the cistern is in between the boat, is in between both of these courtyards. So how do you draw the water from it? Because clearly you're going to be taking from one chatzer to another because the water is in both chatzeros. So how does that work? Can that be done on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Vav as follows. Bor shebin shtei chatzeros. If you have a water pit, a water cistern that is shared by two chatzeros, by two courtyards, and the situation that we're talking about as like the general, like the starting point, is that you have a wall that's separating the chatzeros, and it separates them, but it like passes over the top of this pit, over the top of this cistern, which means basically you just are left with a cistern in each courtyard, but it's part of the same, and there's no separation into the cistern itself. Ein memalin mimenu v'shabas ele im asulo mechitza gavoa asar tzvachim. So we say in the Mishnah that people of each of these courtyards can't fill a bucket of water from it on Shabbos unless they made another partition inside of the cistern that is 10 tzvachim high. Okay. Bin milamala, bin milamata, bin mitoch agno, says the Mishnah, but don't worry, it needs to be 10 tzvachim inside of the cistern, but it's valid whether most of it is above water, or it's valid whether most of it is below water, or whether it's entirely not even in the water, but it's within like the rim of the cistern and doesn't even reach the water, then that's okay as well. That's the first opinion. The next opinion is a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Beis Shammai omrim milamata. Beis Shammai say the 9 tefachim of the partition need to be below the water so that the water of the two courtyards are basically totally separated for the most part. So 9 tefachim need to be in the water itself. And again, obviously, one tefach above the water. But Beis Hillel say the 9 tefachim of the partition need to be, can be above the water, and only one tefach needs to be below in the water. So again, Beis Shammai say that 9 tefachim need to be below in the water, one can be above, but obviously all 10 could be above as well. All 10 could be below as well. And Beis Hillel say that you need minimally one tefach in the water, and you can have up to 9 tefachim above the water if you would like. And then finally, Amar Rabbi Yehuda has the most makel opinion. He says, "Lo tehe mechitza gadola min hakosel shebeinehim." You don't need a mechitza. If you have a partition inside of the cistern, it shouldn't be any more effective than the existing wall that's there between the two courtyards. So if you have the wall between the two courtyards, then ostensibly the cistern is going to be considered divided, and even though it doesn't go into the cistern itself, it still creates a legal separation between the courtyards, which thereby creates a legal separation in the cistern. Then you can draw water out on Shabbos. You don't need a wall in the cistern itself. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. But for now, we'll stop right here.